Hello, Rudy speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Yes, thanks for getting connected to eBay. How can I help?
Someone sent a message through they're going to deduct $299 out of my account. I don't know why.
Okay, I will make you understand. The reason behind this voicemail is to inform you, like today morning, at 4 o'clock, the purchase has been made for eBay gift card and the amount is $299.99. So, could you please confirm me, like, do you want to continue with the purchase or you want to cancel it?
No, I don't want to continue. I don't even know about it. No, cancel it, please.
All right. So, in order to cancel the purchase, first of all, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel it. Sir, could you please confirm me, like, what kind of device you are using at the moment? It's Android or it's iPhone?
Just an Android.
All right. Do one thing. Put me on speaker and simply go to Play Store.
Play Store. How do I do that?
Just read the application one by one, then you can find out the Play Store. Take your sweet time and search for the Play Store.
Play Store. Yeah, okay. What now?
All right. So just try to open the Play Store.
Yes.
And look at the very top. You can see a search panel where you can search for apps and games, right?
Yep.
You need to type over there, E for Echo.
Hey, need to type what, sorry?
E as an egg, E as an elephant. B as a Bravo.
No.
A for Alpha. Y for Yankee.
Hang on.
Then give a space. Yes.
Start again. What do I do?
You need to type over. No. You need to only type eBay. E-B-A-Y. eBay.
Yeah, I got that.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Then type letter A as in Apple, N as in Nancy.
So E as in
what? Y
as,
sorry?
After eBay, I got a gap, and then I got E.
Not E, sir. A as in Apple.
A. Okay.
Remove letter E and type letter A, right?
A, yep.
Then N for Nancy.
N, yep.
Y for Yankee.
Boy.
D for Delta.
D.
E for Echo.
E.
S for Sugar.
Yes.
Then K for Kilo.
Kilo, P.
Yeah. No. It's Kilo, K. Letter K. K
oh.
As a kite?
K. Now, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
now, what did you type? Yes,
anything.
Correct. Now, give a click on search.
Hi.
Now, what comes up on your screen?
I can't understand what you're saying.
After search, what can you see on your screen?
It says any desk, remote desktop. And it's got
correct.
eBay, any desk.
All right. You got any option like install, remote
no.
desktop? Give a click on install.
I think this is a scam.
How can you say that, sir? You are speaking to one of the employees of eBay, and we will help you out to cancel the purchase, and you told me I'm a scam.
But I never purchased anything.
But, sir, I understand you never purchased anything, but, sir, we trying to help you out. Someone create a fake account under your information, and we will try to help you out. We are going to cancel the purchase, and we are also going to investigate, like, who does this stuff to you, right? Because this is totally illegal.
So what do I do now?
So just give a click on the first option.
Yep.
Any desktop. Hang on.
It says something went wrong. Try again. Okay. Now I've got to install. You want it installed?
Yeah, just give a click on install.
Yep.
And when installing is done, to let me know, right?
Yep. Okay, so to open.
Yeah, just try to open it.
Yep.
Now, what can you see?
Hang on. NOX license activation. Activate your license and NOX permission that will use features for device management.
Can you see any flashing area has come up?
No.
So what can you see, sir? Just confirm me.
It says to continue, agree to the Samsung NOX privacy policy.
Yeah.
That's why I can't understand. It doesn't sound right. This
give a click on continue.
Right.
Mm-hmm, sorry.
This doesn't sound right to me. I think I'm getting scammed here. Because I had notification from my bank to say that I'm about to be scammed. So, and you were saying that I purchased something we're trying to get rid of now, and I didn't buy anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so can you give me your name? Can you give me your name and where you're ringing from?
You are speaking to one of the employees of eBay,
yep.
And my name is Alice, right?
Yep.
And my employee ID is eBay 905, right?
Yep.
And first of all, sir, we are going to show you your IP address, like, who trying to misuse your information. So just hold on for a moment because you can't understand me very well. So I just want to request you just for a second, speak my senior.
I don't have my palm.
Sorry?
I don't have much palm, so quickly show me.
All right. So just wait for a second, sir, because I need to connect you to one of my senior, right?
Yep.
Just wait for a moment.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Yeah. I can't help but think this is a scam because I did not purchase anything and you're trying to get me to get rid of something that I never purchased. Now, my bank has contacted me about this only 2 days ago. And since it was a scam, attack me. So,
like the thing is that we can see that today this morning at 7:39 a.m., there was one purchase was made for Apple iTunes gift card. So that's the reason we got suspicious and we given you this free service checkup call to confirm with you whether you like to continue this order or you like to cancel that one.
I want to cancel it, but there won't be any money coming out of my bank.
Because the charges isn't pending right now. If you want to see that, I will show you from which card the purchase was made, okay? First of all, will you please let me know what you can see on your mobile right now?
Not license activation, sir.
Okay, so just underneath that, do you see something okay or next? Do you see that?
No, okay. I said agree.
Click on agree.
Yeah, okay.
Now what you can see? Please read out for me, sir, so I can guide you.
For controlling this device remotely and plug-in required.
Click on cancel.
Cancel, yes.
Click on cancel, and after that, what you can see?
You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue.
You need to abort the tutorial by touching those red and the white flashing areas, okay?
Yeah. So press it, the guy?
Three times. Now what you can see?
It says your address, 330-35-2-1.
I want you to write down this number on a piece of paper, sir. This is your ID, okay? Write down the number on a piece of paper. Take your sweet time.
Well, I haven't got much time. I've got to be somewhere. What is the number?
You can see on your mobile the number.
Okay, 330-3. Yes, what now?
Now, for this ID, we need to provide you the security password so no one can use your details. First, I want you to read out the number slowly, sir. Read out the number.
The number from here?
Yes, read out the number.
330. Yeah, 356. 209.
Okay, now for this number, we need to provide you the security password for that. So where you can see the number, just underneath that, do you see something which says set a password? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now when you click on that, you will get to see a security page is open for you right now, right?
Yes.
I want you to scroll down a little bit, go to the bitmap of that page, you will get to see something which says permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile?
Yeah, allow devices in, by login information for the desk.
Not that one. Scroll down a little bit more, you can see permission profile, okay? Permission profile.
No.
Okay, what is the option you can see? Please tell me.
Look, this is a waste of time, mate. I think I'm getting fucking scammed.
No, sir, you're not getting scammed or anything like that. I'm helping you to provide.
How do I know you're legitimate? You could be anyone.
When we are going to activate this cancellation ID, you will get to see a verification.
No, mate, I'm going to go to the authorities right now. And give them a look at this to see what's going on.
Yes, sir, if you not get to see eBay support desk, you can simply hang up the call, okay? I'm not going to force you, I'm not going to call you again and again.
Do me a favor, do not call me ever again. I will go and see the police about this now and see what's going on.
See, you're doing well, but after that, suddenly what happened to you, I don't know. I'm just telling you, give me a 2 minutes, let me show you each and everything, then you need to decide what you want to do. Because it's all about your personal identity, okay?
Yes. I don't know what happened, and I don't know why someone's trying to take my money out.
Let me show you something first. Do you see something that says permission profile? Scroll down a little bit, and you'll get to see that, permission profile. Do you see that?
It says permission, and then it says allow others to block the site login information.
But you can see permission, sir. You need to scroll down a little bit more, okay? Scroll down a little bit more.
To what?
You will get to see permission profile then. Scroll down.
It says permission profile.
Yes, click on that. Click on that permission profile. Now, do you see something which says full access so you can get a proper security? Do you see that? Full access.
No. It says default screen sharing, full access.
Yes, click on full access. You can see that.
Why do you want me to press full access?
Because you are going to get a full security from eBay. So whoever is trying to use your personal details, they are not going to use that, okay? That also provides you the proper security.
I think it's fucking bullshit. I'm not fucking getting into this. It's bullshit. I think I'm going to stand here. And like I said, I'm going
to
go through my
body. You are talking to me more than 10 to 15 minutes. If I want to scam you, I'm going to ask you all of your personal details. Why I am going to tell you do this? Did I ask about any of your personal details, or have you given any personal details to me? Then why are you talking like that? You're using a bad language, okay? Please, this call is recorded for quality and training purpose.
I think I'm getting scammed, and I will go and see the authorities about it.
It's not about thinking, sir.
You're full of fucking shit. You blokes, all you do is scam people all the fucking time.
If you are using a bad language, I can use that language also, okay?
No.
You are talking like a son of a bitch, you know, motherfucker?
Yeah, well, you are a fucking son of a bitch. You fucking talk like a black cunt.
Motherfucker,
you're
a son of a prostitute. You all white people are son of a prostitute. You know that?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Fucking asshole, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Fuck off.